The annual Creative Writing Talks at the University of Alaska Anchorage this week kicked off with a celebrity guest, California poet Gary Snyder. His reading at the Wendy Williamson Auditorium drew a large crowd last night. APRN's Steve Heimel sat down for a visit with the poet before the reading.
At age 82, Gary Snyder has no trouble making himself at home, sitting down on the ground with me at a dog park behind his hotel on campus. A dog is his companion now on the 100 acres he owns in the mountains outside Nevada City, California, and he figures next time he comes back here, he'll bring his standard poodle. Snyder, a poet of place, has visited Alaska a number of times in the past.
You know, this is north of the extent of the range of Douglas fir. Sometimes I think of my range as going as far north as Doug fir. But, you know, on the other hand, since I'm an old climber, I go all the way to the timberline, and the timberline is up in the Brooks Range. I've been around in Alaska enough to be pretty much at home here.
Snyder's a very easy guy to talk with, so long as the subject is nature and not art. His work has been very inspirational to the environmental movement, but he says when he works on the poems, he's not looking to get that sort of message across. Rather, what he's working with is the language and its associations.
Cultural and archetypal images, very ancient Occidental images, still deep in our minds, including the dualistic quality of our thinking, that is as much of a challenge as anything about the place.
In his essays, Snyder has laughed at himself for fighting forest fires in his youth, not realizing that without fire, the forest grew unhealthy. He's much more ready to talk about what he's not than what he is. For instance, he doesn't consider himself a Beat Generation poet, though that's how he's invariably described. In fact, Snyder figures prominently in a Jack Kerouac novel as a poet who wants to write a poem that goes on for many years on a very long scroll. And in fact, Snyder did write such a poem, Mountains and Rivers Without End, finishing it in the 1990s.
You can say that I'm an artist, and I will say, yeah, I'm an artist, but I'm not a graphic artist. I'm not even a storyteller. I'm not trying to speak for the land. I'm trying to speak for something else.
For 60 years, he's been deep in Buddhist studies, responsible, in fact, for much of the Beat Generation's fascination with Zen. He lived in Japan for 9 years, and he's a capable translator. But as far as explaining his own poems, I'm not the first interviewer to discover that Gary Snyder just won't.
You know, what I do is I write poems. I don't answer questions about my poems. I expect people to read them, and if they have some questions about what they've read, I can answer those. But I can't tell you more of what I do or what I would propose to do than what I've already done. It stands there, ready for anybody to make use of it.
The MFA program readings continue nightly with Nancy Lord, Linda McCarriston, Joanne Mapson, Craig Childs, and others through this week and into next. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.